Hi there, this is Alison and you are listening to Dramatic Dublin on 90.3 Near FM. Coming up, I'll be doing an interview with Anthony Fox, the artistic director from the New Theatre. But first, I think we need a bit of music. Next up, I'm going to be doing an interview with Anthony Fox, who's the artistic director at the New Theatre.
We wanted to put on a show, and then one show led to another. Then we did a band novel called The Rasher House, which had one publication and was banned in 1997, and that was very successful also. Which is another one called Mixed Marriage by St. John Irving, by a Protestant couple, Catholic couple. So they're all rooted in some kind of, they're all socially engaged.
That's always a bit of a pull for the crowds. Oh, it was banned. Yeah. Better go see that, seeing as we can.
Yeah, like it was good. There were 3 week, we were doing between 2-3-4 week runs at the time. But it's always a struggle. Like theatre, I think anything in the arts is always a healthy struggle. You know, you have the idea, you believe in the idea, you've got the passion for it, you build a bunch of a team with a very strong bunch of people who share the same outlook as yourself, and then it can't fail. It can't really fail. Money can sometimes get in the way if you're extremely ambitious with production, but more at the end of the day it's lines, it's actors learning scripts, so that's the most important.
I suppose if you're willing to suffer for your art, that's what helps it to go, and if you're not willing to suffer for your art then it's not worthwhile in a way.
I guess so. Well, I've never known anything else. I wouldn't mind being independently wealthy sometimes, so that you don't have to worry about where your next paycheck is going to come from because you've overspent, show hasn't done as well as you had budgeted. But I certainly personally speaking wouldn't change anything about the way we've done stuff and the fact that we've gone on tour. We've got 3 shows running at the moment. Brian Boru is travelling around Ireland. It's written and directed by a young team. Lauren Shannon Jones, directed by Nora Kelly Lester. Portrait of the Artist, a young man, is going to Wales next week and hopefully into southern England and hopefully into London in time. But it's done 2 national tours and it was directed by Jimmy Fay, and the script was adapted by Tony Chesterman. And Markovic is a show that I put together with writer Anne Matthews, who's a historian. And I directed it, and it's just, it's going to get a national tour now, and maybe into Scotland. So
very successful.
And the theatre is there also for new writers. That's the most important. That's the ethos of the New Theatre. It has to be a new adaptation, ideally, or a new play. So it just keeps the energy youthful, if you like. Keeps it interesting.
Introducing it to new audiences. As well, of course.
Sorry, Alison, you just broke up there.
Oh, sorry. Introducing it to new audiences, of course, which is always a goal, presumably.
Yeah, every show you hope to capture an audience that has been to the theatre and also to grab a new audience, of course, because you're not going to get the same audience. They might come to see maybe 3-4 shows a year, and we run 50 weeks a year. 6 nights a week, 50 nights a year. Oh my God, I'm tired. Sorry. The New Theatre runs 6 nights a week, 50 weeks a year. So you've got to be as careful as you can that you're not putting on the same show, you know, with a similar kind of vibe to it, a similar synopsis even within close proximity to another show. Because it just won't go. And if the show doesn't fly, it doesn't fly. You can do all the offers you want and hustle as much as you want. There are other shows, then you just put out a poster campaign, Facebook campaign, some radio, some printed media, and it flies, sells out. Like Markovic, Portrait did very well, and Brian Marie did very well. That's why they're on the road.
And what demographic would you be aiming for with your productions?
18 to 65 is our general on Facebook because in Temple Bar, because it gets a bit messy at night time.
Of course.
People older than that are reluctant to come into town. People younger than that, they're not really going to come along unless you're selling it as a group. You know, like a group booking through a college or something.
Yeah, you probably get some of those from some of the theatre colleges and things around Dublin.
Yes, exactly. So they come in as a group booking, which is a separate kind of campaign.
And what was your theatrical background prior to working in the New Theatre?
I studied as an actor with the Lee Strasberg Studio in London, which is now called the Method School. Same teachers, Mariana Hill and Michael Billington. And that gave me a really strong foothold into the nuances of acting and understanding script and how to use script. And I went to New York, where I worked with the Irish Repertory Theatre as an actor. But I've always gone towards more the kind of person that I am to putting together projects. I've always been interested in that. I did it at national school when I was 9 or 10. I used to put shows together. We do them outdoors for the teachers and all that kind of stuff. So I actually fell into it. It was a kind of a natural journey, but the acting journey was not as natural for me. It was not as easy. I didn't find it as easy. And it's not easy raising money for shows, but I don't mind doing it, really. I don't mind it. There's worse things to be doing in life. And I just see it as my job is to try and find people and to make them understand that giving to art is very important, that to imagine Ireland without art is to imagine a very dreary, dim society and a dim culture, and it's not what we are. We are an artistic nation, and we've proven it over, if you go through the annals of history, thousands of years of it.
Absolutely.
So it's important, you know, it's important that we embrace it.
Yeah, the New Theatre seems to have carved its own place in the theatrical scene in Ireland, and it's become very important to all of us.
Well, thank you.
It's very small as a theatre scene. The theatre scene in Ireland is very small. Everyone knows everyone, and if you mess up once, then you're not going to be hired by anybody. But you do have a good name, and you're providing a wonderful outlet for people who want to put on new productions. And that's obviously going to be appreciated by everybody.
Well, thank you. No, that's the ethos. Keep it new, keep it fresh, and allow people. I think it's important for people to be allowed to express themselves, tell the stories that they want to tell. And we're very open. We've a new play reading every month. People come in and use it as a room all the time to test new stuff. We book out about 10 months in advance. We're always very open to new writing, and we've a very very much an open door policy, open platform. Because as soon as you start writing policies about what kind of writing it should be, you know, what you really really are very you go down a very very narrow path. Shakespeare said you've got to open the doors, keep the doors open in the theatre. You've got to allow people in. You've got to allow people to breathe and explore, and that's what we do. Yeah. And we endeavour.
Frank Zappa may not have been a theatrical person, but he said the mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work unless it's open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and let people go that way. Yeah, let them jump out of the plane, and don't use a parachute until you just hit it before you hit the bottom. So that at least your creative juices are running wild and ideas come from that, and I don't know. I could burn out before I'm 50. I'm sure I'll be a wreck of a man, but I don't want to go out in a pristine state, so I don't mind being a wreck if it means that thousands of artists have gone through the door and gone out and expressed themselves, gone all over the world, which has happened in many cases. That's what's important, just to see that citizens of Ireland doing what they love.
It's very valiant of you to sacrifice yourself so that others can prosper.
To sacrifice myself as what?
So that others can prosper. theatrically speaking?
Yeah. Well, I still get something from it. I would say more a passion, which is supposed to is translated as pain. But you know, once the people involved are passionate, like I went out with Brian Brewer as an example, which was it was only my idea to celebrate the man. It was coming up to 1,000 years of Brian Brewer. I raised a little bit of money for it through UNESCO and Dublin City Council. So I approached Nora Kelly Lester and Lauren Shannon Jones, who had done a play called Grow in the New Theatre, and I was really impressed by it. It was like a kind of a murder mystery documentary style theatre using flashbacks as to what happened to these young people in a room, you know, when they were up in Sligo for the weekend. And I just approached them with the idea, and they went away and they did all their groundwork. So really I had very little to do with it. But when we were going on tour, they wanted us to go on tour, and it's hard to sell shows on tour. It's not the easiest thing to do. And I said, there's no way I'm going on tour unless you guys are going to show interest in it and care that the show does well. And I said, if you can agree to that, I said, sure, we'll put it out there and see what happens. And they did. And that's what you need. You need people to care enough. Otherwise, I would have just dropped the project after the New Theatre and there would have been no more, and just moved on to the next thing.
Well, it's great to see that it was so successful, and your hard work and the hard work of those involved, it blossomed.
Thanks, Alison.
You're very welcome. It's evident. I don't need to say it. I think it's evident in the success of the show and the success of the New Theatre.
Did you get to see Brian Brewer?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I don't think it'll be close enough. Drogheda will be the closest. Thurles next week, and then Drogheda the week after, and then that's it. We won't be doing a second national tour. But no, I'm delighted I've gone on tour. It's like sword fights. You learn about Aspac, Broder, the assassins, the guys who fought, one on Baru's side, one on the other. And you get to understand their culture, them coming over here, you know, coming to kill the Christian king, our king. And I was so intrigued by what Nora and Lauren pulled together. You know, it was astounding, actually. Really astounding. For no budget. Very, very low budget.
I think the last thing I went to see in the New Theatre was Passengers by Polish Theatre Ireland. I reviewed that for my last show.
Oh, yeah. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I love their use of technology. I thought it was fabulous. I've never seen that kind of use of technology within a show. I mean, projections are one thing, but I really felt like I was at an airport for the duration of the show.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. They did such a great job. And also seeing relationships through that medium, because a lot of people are living their lives now. We're also busy. We're also global. So you can't physically touch your family sometimes. And it's very nice to see a show that explores that thing of...
At least half...
Just seeing them through...
I mean, at least half of the people I was in school with have like flung themselves all over the globe. So it really is a thing that happens a lot these days.
Yes, I agree.
So it's something that I'd say it's something that a lot of people could relate with, obviously, in the audience. In Passengers.
Yeah, it was very popular. Very popular. Got good reviews. And it did very well, and it probably will. I don't know if they will tour it. Like they are their own entity. I facilitated, made it easy for them to come into the New Theatre, and supported them. And where it could go on tour, I don't actually know. But my involvement with it after was just that was it.
Well, it was very different to see something that was put on by Polish Theatre Ireland. I have to admit, I'd never heard of them before I went to see the show. I was kind of ashamed to find out about them so late in the day.
Yeah, I know. She's great. Anna Wolf is great. And I admire that. Again, her tenacity to raise money, to pull a team together and to do it, and to show that there's a link, a very strong link between Irish people and Polish people, and a very strong link with Ireland as a country and Poland as a country. That we're actually not that far removed you know, it's you know, I was very happy to do it.
It was great that it was available for them to do so. Has there been a lot of support for the new theatre in the theatricals, from the theatrical scene in Ireland?
How do you mean?
As in, like, would actors offer to perform or spread the word or help to provide funding to raise funds and things like that?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would help to raise money, because that's the biggest dread of anyone. Everyone, no matter what scale they're at, is trying to raise money. If you're Jim Sheridan trying to make a film, you're trying to raise money. Or Gabriel Byrne is trying to make a film of his own, he's trying to raise money. Because no one, you know, you don't want to be put out of your house. I don't know if I'm answering that question right, but we do get a lot of support, yes. If, like, for instance, on an opening night, if an opening night goes well and there's and the audience is intrigued, the activity on Facebook is great and it can sell the show. It can at least achieve 60% box office for 2 weeks with that energy.
It's as simple as pressing the share button.
Oh, sorry?
It's as simple
as... Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. You encourage them. Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what you want. You want people to share it and to get excited by it. And it doesn't happen every single show. You know, you aim for the same things. You work as hard. In fact, harder sometimes, much harder on the shows that don't sell. You just pull every single stop to make it work. But if a show is not selling, there's not an awful lot you can do. And especially with new work, that's the whole point, is to allow the artist to express themselves and to see if what they have to say is interesting enough for people to buy tickets, you know. And it's not easy if they don't, but once they keep going in that road, it's a very interesting road.
Absolutely.
And much more interesting.
Absolutely.
Than a lot of things in life.
And
life is so short. Anyway, you might as well do something that you want to be doing.
I couldn't agree more. Could you tell us a little bit about what's coming up in the new theatre over the next few months?
I can't think so well at the moment, but there's a lot of stuff. I think there's 60 Minutes in Dublin, which is like... 6 10-minute plays written by 6 writers, performed by 16 actors, just to do with Dublin, what is Dublin now. There's a show by Michael Collins. He's one of the great actors from the travelling community, and a great actor in his own right, not just because he's a member of the travelling community. And he has a show called Magpies on the Pylon. I do actually here have something. Sorry. The James Connolly Festival is next. Mahogany 2 is a new Irish language play. Have a Heart is the next one after that, by Seamus Moran, who's a big TV star. Well, he was big, he used to be at Fair City, so he's put a one man show together. 60 Minutes in Dublin, as I just talked about. Maureen is Home is a new play by Sean Drogan, and among that, Saints and Sinners, Mountain Fire in the new theatre. So WBA, to celebrate all that, it's coming into the summer. You have to sell tickets in the summer. And after that, I can't remember.
And it'll be all up on the website. So if anybody wants to check it out, you can.
Thanks, Alison. Yeah, everything is under thenewtheatre.com.
Okay,
and you can join our Facebook, The New Theatre Dublin. And we can keep you updated, like our events. But we're as open as we can be. And thank you for your support. And
thank you to anyone
who listens to this show and comes along and has a good experience or is challenged.
Well, I'd certainly encourage anybody who gets a chance to pop into the new theatre. And thank you for taking the time for the interview. Obviously, you're very busy on tour with A Portrait of a Young Artist. Where did you say, in Tipperary?
Yeah, we're in Tipperary in the XL at the moment. Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. We were in Kilmallock last night with Beru, Brian Beru, and on the weekend we go to Mold in Wales to the Plaid Cymru Theatre, which is an Anthony Hopkins theatre. So we're very excited about that.
That should be an interesting experience, I'm sure. But listen, thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you taking the time. And I'll
Not
be into
all.
The
I'll
be into the new thank you. And I'll be into the new theatre as
Thanks
soon as
often.
I can. No problem. Thank you again.
Thank
Anna.
You.
Best of luck with
Bye.
The tour and everything.
Bye. Thank you.
How to describe the Lords of Strutt? Energetic doesn't seem to cut it. The pair bounce around the stage as if they're made of rubber. The show is hilarious, zany, and involves a lot of audience participation. At one point, an audience member is selected to conduct a scripted celebrity interview. Famous Seamus and Sean Tastic are here with a message. They want to share their secret to success and teach the audience how to do the do. But be warned, this show is not for the faint-hearted, so anybody who is offended by full frontal nudity should avoid it at all costs. This show was filled with laughter and fun from start to finish. Bizarre moments happen throughout the show, including the moment where Sean Tastic moves through the crowd distributing slices of bread from a slice pan and instructing them to break the bread and share the bread, resulting in bread being tossed around the theatre. The only piece of set that the two require is an inflatable sofa, which they have cleverly camouflaged by putting a glittery throw over it to give it that celebrity feel. This show is for everybody who enjoys a laugh and is interested in a fun night out. I highly recommend it. And now it's time for me to tell you what's coming up in theatres around Dublin over the next couple of weeks. First up, we have My Fair Ladies in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary, which is a world premiere, and it's going to run until the 9th of May. A hugely entertaining new play about the many ladies in the extraordinary life of one of the greatest playwrights of all time. Tickets are €15. In the Dolmen Theatre, we have Blackadder Goes Forth, which is running from the 13th to the 16th of May. Blackadder Goes Forth is set in 1917 on the Western Front during World War I. It follows the various doomed attempts by Blackadder to escape from the trenches, to avoid certain death under the misguided command of General Melchett. The usual suspects of Blackadder, Baldrick, George and Darling, are present, and with its satirical, ironic humour, makes this play an absolute classic. The television series won the British Academy Television Award for Best Comedy Series in 1989. Tickets are £2.50. Also at the Dolmen Theatre, we have Ghost, which runs from the 20th to the 23rd of May. The musical theatre company presents Ghost the Musical. Based on the 1990 romantic film Ghost, this emotional roller coaster of a show will no doubt leave you in tears. Ghost the Musical recently finished its UK tour, and now WAWAWA, the musical theatre company, are proud to present it to you. Tickets are €12, running Wednesday 20th to Saturday the 23rd of May. Coming up in the Dríocht in Blanchardstown, we have Maeve's House, which is written and performed by Eamon Morrissey. It, after a sellout run at the Abbey Theatre and an international tour to New York, Maeve's House is back on tour as part of the Bealtaine Festival. This delightful one-man show is written by and stars Eamon Morrissey, one of Ireland's best-loved actors. Maeve Brennan was one of our greatest short story writers. Although she lived in New York, many of her finest stories are set in 48 Cherryfield Avenue, Ranelagh, where she grew up. By coincidence, Eamon Morrissey was brought up in the same house. While performing on Broadway, Eamon was surprised to discover his family home in Maeve's vivid writing in The New Yorker. He was compelled to meet this enigmatic and mysterious woman. This beautiful, poignant story features extracts from Maeve Brennan's writing and presents a moving portrait of two artists in conversation across generations. We'll be back after a little bit of music. It's nearly time for me to go, folks, but first I'd like to say thank you very much to Anthony Fox for doing that interview with us. It was really nice to speak to you, and best of luck with the future of the new theatre. Really enjoyed being here with you today, and I hope you enjoyed your time too. Please tune in next time for more Dramatic Dublin.